First watch, setting out. Southampton, England, to Cherbourg, France. Wednesday, April 10th, 1912.
Thomas Hart, the stoker.
Morning, sir.
Tommy Hart at your service. Reporting for duty in all such truck.
What's that? Me papers?
Well, of course I've got me papers. I've got me discharge book right here.
You see there? Issued by the Board of Trade. Thomas Hart, Southampton.
Why, what else would it say? Plain as day, Thomas Hart. But me mates all calls me Tommy. And you can too, sir, if you like. Say, I wonder, sir, if you might remind a fellow where precisely the other fireman is berthed? She's a big ship, Titanic is, and I wouldn't want to get lost. That would be disgraceful inefficient, and I do detest inefficiency. So if... Was that? Down the spiral stair to F deck at the bow? Yes, sir, right you are. I remember it now. I'll just be off to stow me kit. Then we'll get this lady's boilers up. I want to get at it, and that coal won't jump into the furnace on its own, eh? I'm going, sir, I'm going. I'm on me way. Name's Tommy Hart. You have a nice day.
Bruce Ismay, the businessman. Before setting out across the Atlantic, Titanic was to visit two ports of call. In Cherbourg, France, we would collect the other first-class passengers, wealthy adventurers returning to America from their Mediterranean winter overs. We'd also bring aboard more third-class souls, wretched continentals going to America to escape their impoverished lives. In Queenstown, Ireland, yet more emigrants to swell the lucrative third-class ranks, all of them eager to spend a bit of their meager life savings to gamble on a better future. But these were not the only passengers to board in these various ports. There was another class of passenger altogether, a passenger who could be lifted aboard in a sack, and who did not give a fig for lavish appointments. I am talking about the envelopes, postcards, and packages that came aboard bound for letterboxes more than 3,000 miles away.